Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. If this is your first time listening to this show, put your seatbelt on, strap down into the chair, and really pay attention. For those of you who listen regularly, I have an advanced show for you. Today we're going to talk about the liver. Even in what we'll call low information voter nutrition, the kind of stuff that places cheap ads on the radio, so on and so forth, even in your lowest common denominator of take care of your health, you'll hear about flushing the liver. And a lot of times this will have to do with herbal combinations. Those of you who are a little more sophisticated know all about the olive oil flushes. Those of you who are a little more sophisticated than that will trust in the infamous, notorious coffee enema. Although that's about the edge today, right? Tell your friend you do coffee enemas for your liver and your health. Listen to ads or listen to literature stating that to get rid of cancer, you'll have a consistent strategy using coffee enemas. Most people will think you are out of your mind. Today's show is to take you many steps further than that. But if I take you many steps further than that, which I'm going to today, meaning in your relationship with what you call a healthy liver, flushing the liver, taking care of the liver, whether you're into doing herbal cleanses, coffee enemas, or olive oil flushes, in the next 60 minutes, I'm going to give you a perspective way beyond that. Only at the end of the show, you're going to slide right back into the heart of science. And of course, that's the theme of the show. That if you really get into the science, you see the full, flagrant, wonderful justification for all these health practices, without which many people are left stranded. You know, some of you guys are lucky, you know how to go with your gut. You use your intuitive faculties to bring you to a sense of should you participate in a flush and so on and so forth when your family thinks you're crazy and your doctor tells you this is nonsense and it's all charlatanism and ripoffs and the rest of it. Those of you who understand how to pursue your life's choices intuitively, well, you kind of got that worked out. But many people aren't like that. Many people are not like that. I'm not like that. Myself, personally, I'll use my intuitive faculties, but I need the backup. I've always been like that. I have to see it and confirm it from both sides. The oddity, ironically, and this is my point to you, ironically, if you really get into the science, if you love the science, you're going to end up right smack in the middle of holistic medicine. So those of you who experience in your social realm, meaning your family, I hear these stories all the time. It's Christmas time and you're eating a certain way and you're talking about your cleanses or you make the mistake of mentioning something and all of a sudden there's a family debate as to the authenticity or the absolute ignorance and scam of alternative medicine. Lots of you know what I'm talking about. Well, let me tell you something. Study the science. So today's show, your healthy liver, much more than oil flushes. First of all, if you can get to the website, I have pictures that will make your job much easier today. StraightTalk.cc, not .com. That's with two T's. Those of you driving, just flow. Just listen. 500 to 1,300 functions of the liver. First point, if on the low end the liver does 500 things, if on the high end Arthur Guyton, one of the icons of medical physiology, says the liver does 1,300 things, either way, the liver does lots of things. It is the main factory of the body. If your body's making it, rest assured the liver's involved in it. So it is, no matter which way you cut it, the major producer of goods for what your body utilizes to build tissue, to regenerate tired cells. Done. Right there, you have to wonder whether a coffee enema and an olive oil flush 3 or 4 times a year is really going to optimize liver function. And that's my point. It won't, and it doesn't. If on the cutting edge of your perspective, there's so much more to appreciate about the liver, and there's perspectives to take into yourself that will put the olive oil flushes, the coffee enemas, the herbs you take in proper perspective relative to what really, in a bigger sense, means rebuilding and regenerating your liver. One thing about the liver, real important to understand. The liver can regrow itself. Now that's big. You've heard me say this before. That is a really, really big, big deal. We haven't been graced so well with many of our other organs. The brain doesn't regrow itself too easily. Neither does the heart, neither do the kidneys. Now, yeah, we know they have stem cells, all your organs, or at least most of them, definitely heart, definitely kidney, have stem cells within the organ itself. We know that stem cells come from the bone marrow. The brain, if it's functioning correctly, and that's debatable, person to person, that's debatable. Your hypothalamic intelligence will pull stem cells from your bone marrow to the target organs with an efficiency I don't ever think we're going to fully comprehend. But we know that happens. So whether stem cells in the organ itself, birthed in the organ itself, or where the stem cells are coming from the bone marrow, organs do regenerate. However, nothing matches the liver. Give you an example. And I think I gave this example a few weeks ago. But just listen to this. A young lady that I actually know donated her liver to her brother, who was dying of something called Gilbert's disease, which is a problem where the liver doesn't know how to metabolize copper. Over the years, copper builds up in the liver. Wilson's disease, yeah. And this copper, which normally you can excrete, doesn't. The liver, it builds up and it destroys the liver. The liver becomes too copper toxic. It fibrosis. That's the end of your life. So this young lady's brother is going to die of it. And this was no surprise. Everyone knew he had it. It was just a matter of time. And she donates 75%. I mean, get this. 75% of her liver she gives to her brother. Wonderful act of Christian faith. But the doctors tell her, don't worry. The doctors tell her, you're in your 20s. This is no risk. Because, get this, and here's my point, your liver will grow back in a year or two. Wow. Believe me, you cannot do that with your brain. You can't do that with your heart. You can't do that with your kidney. You can give one kidney, but you can't cut your kidney in half, give it to your brother, and expect it to grow back in a year or two. The liver is dynamic. For your own edification, the cervix does that. The cervix will grow back. Of course, we know the skin regrows. Bones regrow. Organs have different abilities to repair. Salamanders grow tails. Unfortunately, humans, if we cut limbs off, they don't grow back. So the body has regenerative capacities built into the DNA at varying levels, organ to organ. But if we're talking liver, we're talking about the central powerhouse in terms of the number of functions, the number of chemical reactions per unit time occurring. Probably nothing surpasses the liver. And guess what? If you cut out 75% of it, it will grow back. That means if we really wanted to idealize medicine, if you really want to talk health, if you're 80, you want to have the function of a 20-year-old as it relates to your liver. And it's for lack of understanding what I'm saying that you don't. Our blood tests for the liver, AST, SGOT, SGPT, all these GTP, all these little markers we call blood tests that you get every year for the liver, they don't tell you squat. They tell you you don't have a disease and you're not going to die. That's what they tell you. But they don't tell you the difference between feeling vibrant at 60 years old and feeling like you're 90 when you're 60, or feeling like you're 60 when you're 20. And if we focused on that, well, then when we were 70 and 80, we would feel 60 and 50 and 40. In other words, the biological age of the organ really determines your experience of health. And we say that, but how many people I know at the 60 or 50-year-old wall that are really, really fretting? The minute we see ourselves change, we're old. That's it. We're not abused. We're not unmaintained. We're old. We go right to that. It's where the devil is. If you're 60 or 70 years old and you feel lousy, I mean, you're barely functional, and you can remember a day, maybe a decade or two ago, where that wasn't the case, it's not that you're old, it's that you're unmaintained. So first and foremost, your liver, if it's unmaintained, deteriorates on many, many levels. Now, what are the implications of that? And what are we going to do about that? And why should we even bother about that? Because that's the difference between being vibrant, between being 60 and feeling 20, and being 20 and feeling 60. Now, those of you who can, go to picture 4. Oxidation, reduction, hydrolysis, hydration, dehalogenation, sulfation, glucuronidation, glutathione, conjugation, acetylation, methylation, amino acid, conjugation, just for openers. Transamination, glycolysis, gluconeogenesis, genesis, your fatty acid metabolisms, your amino acid metabolisms. You can go on and on. What it means to balance hormone is the liver. Ladies, you're always screaming, it's my hormones. My hormones aren't balanced because you heard some nonsense on some ad. And yeah, we love to give you those creams, those beauty creams, to balance your hormones because you're 50 and it's not happening anymore. And you're all happy to take them because they're going to perform the miracles. And then the anti-aging guys, their federations are always there to tell you, do these expensive hormonal panels and we'll give you these expensive creams. And you just put them on your body and it's amazing. That and a few stem cell therapies and you're 70 going on 20 once again. This is nonsense. It isn't happening. It's a joke. And where it works, it's because people are so absolutely deficient, depraved, denied, unmaintained. By the time they're 70 years old, anything will help. If you're really abused, if you've really abused your health, and most people have, doing anything helps. And to put that from home plate to first base to second base phase on the back of these expensive hormonal creams that balance it all out and make you young and perky again is bunko. But against that, you have that mighty liver. And if it's functioning optimally, it, in relationship to the hypothalamus in your brain, will constantly scan the blood, react to what's in the blood. If there's too much cortisol, if there's too little cortisol, if there's too much estrogen, too little estrogen,